Okay, the next malacha we're going to learn about is the av malacha is called mamachik, which is scraping, which in the time of the Beis Hamikdash they used to scrape the hair off the animal skin after they shechted the animal and they tanned it. So then they would scrape off actually the hair from the animal skin. Therefore, anytime you scrape a rough surface to make it smooth, is part of the malacha mamachik. Now, friends, a hide or stone, if you make a stone wall that's rough and you take an instrument and you scrape it down, or sand with rough wood or leather, and for instance, like this. Let's say you have dirt at the bottom of your shoe, okay, mud. So many times when you get a sharp metal thing, like a step or something, you scrape the bottom of your foot against that to get off the mud. So the din is, and Shabbos you can't do that on a metal piece, because not only are you taking off the mud, but when you scrape it on metal, the leather on metal, so the metal actually smooths the shoe, which was forbidden. Besides that, you have another issue, that if the dirt is dry, not if it's wet, if the mud is dry and you scrape it off the shoe, then you're actually grinding the mud.
So what can you do on that?
Nothing. Now, as far as this goes, we can rub the shoe on the earth or something like that. You can do it, or a piece of wood, you can do it also. Okay, now, an offshoot of that, of scraping, is what's called memareach. Memareach, and this is the practical din of it, is smoothing. Anytime you smooth a surface, it's biblically forbidden to move surfaces on Shabbos. Now, for instance, if it's something biblically, if it's something that's very thick, that means it stays on its own. I'll give you an example, a piece of wax or animal fat. So what happens, for instance, if somebody takes a piece of wax, beeswax, and smooths it, that's the biblical malacha mamachik. To give you an example, a practical example, somebody has braces, so they give you a piece of wax that, you know, you rub it on the metal braces, and it is supposed to take away the sharpness of it or the cut of it, whatever. So therefore, that would be biblically forbidden on Shabbos, because you're smoothing out the piece of wax, the beeswax that you're using. Now, the Chachamim came along and they said, even if it's not as thick, but it's something which is a cream that people smear. In other words, there's no problem of liquid. Liquid, let's say you have oil, and you want to smear oil on your hand. That's not a problem on Shabbos, because that's not even a cream. It's just a liquid. It's not any different than water. If somebody wants to smear cream on their hands, actual cream, which is a little bit thicker, that would be rabbinically forbidden on Shabbos. Oh, so now the question is, can you dab it? So the din is, biblically you could do it. Chachamim said you can't. Depends how thick the consistency of the object is. The Alter Rebbe writes that you can do it if it's thick enough that you might come, and it's usual that you will smear it on instead of just dabbing it on. So therefore, the truth is, even dabbing it's on what? Oil, again, oil is liquid. Oil is not a cream. So oil is not a problem. The question is, the oil, one second, the oil that you smear on your hand is soothing, not healing. Generally speaking, when people smear, let's say, even if they have, let's say, a rough hand, yeah? Let's say, for argument's sake, their skin is chapped. And they'll take olive oil and rub it on to make it smooth, yeah? You're not healing it. It's not getting healed. You're just soothing it. So then it's not the issue of refuah. If it would be a medical cream, then you have another issue of refuah also. But usually oil is just to make it feel better, not actually to, yeah?
Does cream apply to soap, like hand soap?
Okay, so come down in a second. What? Okay, so now what happens? Okay, you brought it up. Okay, now let's say you have different types of liquid soaps, by the way. You have the liquid soap that you wash your dishes with. That's mamish liquid. It's not a cream. Okay? But a lot of times, you take out from a soap dispenser in a bathroom or something else, it actually comes out creamy. So that would be a problem, unless if you dilute it. So either you dilute it in the jar still, in the container, then it comes out. Or if somebody wants to use a soap from a dispenser that's a little thicker, okay? So let's say they put it into this in the left hand, and in the right hand they fill their hand with water, and then they mix it together. So when you're rubbing it together, it's already not creamy anymore. It's liquid, then you could do it.
What about the foamy soap? They come like a foam?
The problem is not squeezing it out of the container. That's not a problem. Again, the problem is it's foam. So again, if you take it with water in your other hand and you
dilute
it even on the spot, you could dilute it. So then that's not an issue. Just for the record, there are many opinions, by the way, that hold you're not allowed to use liquid soap on Shabbos, period. Because of creating bubbles. But we don't hold like that. The Chassidish and Poskim don't hold like that. The Chassidish and Shulchan and a lot of others. And you're allowed to use liquid soap on Shabbos. Except if it's a creamy soap, then you have another issue. And that issue is smoothing.
The creating foam is not a problem because it's not foam. And when you press the pump...
It's not an issue.
Why can't you
dilute
soap and you cannot dilute a cream?
You want to smear Vaseline on your hand? You want to tell me how to dilute it? Excuse my ignorance. How?
Not Vaseline, that's viscous. But there are other creams.
Like what?
Hot water.
They might have a Shiloh Bishul. But look, what do you? How do you? How do you?
Like a lotion.
Same way.
But
I can't imagine you diluting an actual cream. That's more of a more consistent liquid, not cream. Yeah, what?
Don't soaps have a moisturizing component to it?
No.
Meaning it's like they add like a cream inside of soap. So that
but it's liquidy. The cream is not a cream anymore. That's what I'm saying. You have to dilute it.
And does it have a problem?
No. Moisturizers are not to the fore. Moisturizers don't heal. They soften. They don't heal. They soften. It depends. If it's a cream, then you have a problem with cream. Of smoothing. You could. If it's going to work. I don't know if it's going to dilute it. For sure you can't.
It's muxa, right?
Your mamish forming. There's a lot of problems in Play-Doh. Number one, you're smoothing it. Secondly, you're creating shapes. Yeah. Side effect is chametz stick also, by the way. Play-Doh is chametz. So you have to what? Magnets together, there are a few people that I saw say no, but vast majority of people say you're allowed to use magnets and Shabbos.
Okay.
And by the way, Velcro also. Velcro is not sewing. I know we're going off topic. Velcro, if you speak to the guys that know physics and how Velcro works, don't ask the engineers here. They don't. It's like the doctors know illness. These guys know this. Anyway. They actually don't, they just stick into one another. It's like two things stick, it's not sewing. It's not, so you can use Velcro, you can use magnets, you can use things like that. But there are certain kids' toys, what's it called? Huh? Not magnetiles. You actually write with it, the pen, it's a magnet, and then you write letters, and you know, everybody remembers how to play with that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, now. What? Same thing?
No, but the magnets, you can do it even if it's letters.
Magnets are not a problem.
It's like Scrabble, no?
You can
We learned Scrabble. Depends. If it's deluxe set, you can't. If it's not the deluxe set, you could. But you can't play Scrabble on Shabbos anyway because it's a game that you normally keep score. In any game that you keep that you write in, you're not allowed to play. We said if you look in old halacha, it says you're not allowed to play chess in Shabbos.
Chess is the same.
1 minute. Why? Because years ago, and hundreds of, well, the professionals do it now, but the majority of people don't do it. They used to write down their moves. When they play chess, they used to write down the moves. So then, because of chess, but later nobody writes, so you, what? Bananagrams, the letters stick firmly in the thing, no? Yeah, but those are, you're not sticking into grooves, right? They're just loose, yeah? Huh? Excuse me, I didn't play bananagram for a while, excuse me. Then you would be allowed to. You had a deprived childhood. You didn't have bananagram. Okay. When we were kids, the only toys we had was a bat and a ball. Exactly. And a football. That's what we had as kids. What else did we have? Soccer ball. We didn't play soccer. You guys played soccer. Okay. Now, the din is, does smoothing apply to food or not? For instance, can I smear peanut butter on challah? Or can I smear egg salad, tuna fish? On Shabbos, I want to make a tuna fish sandwich. So I have tuna fish, and I smooth it on to the food. So there the Ramah writes that because you're doing it for food, there's no mamareach, there's no smoothing by food. But the Ramah writes, it's better to be machmir. If you're not doing it to eat, you're doing it for decorative purposes. And again, he doesn't say it's forbidden. He says, machmir tovei ala bracha. That, for instance, let's say you're making a tuna salad, tuna fish salad for shalashudas, right? So you mix everything together. And sometimes they want to make it look nice, so they'll smooth it, you know, the sides to make it... to form it into shapes, you're not allowed to. That's according to all opinions. Because then you're creating like a picture on Shabbos. Like you can't make a tuna fish salad into looking like a fish, like many people do, you know?
Adding the carrots and olives.
That for color, that's not a problem. There's no coloring by food. 1 second. But I'm saying the din is that the Ramah writes like this, to smear peanut butter, egg salad is not a problem. As long as you're not doing it for decorative purposes, and even then, most people say you could, that I'm all right, it's better to be machmir not to do it.
What about cutting fruit into shapes?
That you're not allowed to either. Unless, but many times they have a scooper, you know, a fruit scooper. So over there, yeah, but over there, if your intent is to make a perfect ball for decoration, it's a shayla if you're allowed to. But if you're just using it like a spoon, and you're not particular about the shape of it, then that's no problem.
What about the shaking ice for decoration?
When? On Shabbos or before Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
How do you shape ice on Shabbos?
Chisel it out?
Yeah.
No, that you can do.
Yeah. What about like a cookie cutter or like a ladle or a cake
you want to make? On Shabbos? No, you're creating a shape. Okay, let's stop earlier because of this.